last.
Oh, we're back on the air. At some point after the land war, which didn't last very long, there was a lot of excess supplies came back to us. Stuff that we knew was never going to be able to be repatriated, so to speak, and sent back to the continental United States. Supplies and some minor equipment, and even some major equipment that the Air Force had decided they could legally abandon. We donated to the Saudi National Guard. And that made them really happy. They got lots of some supplies and some equipment that they decided that the 85th was a pretty nice unit, so they wanted to give us an award. So I was appointed to go to this ceremony to accept the grateful award that the National Guard was going to give the 85th to VAC. We went to the National Guard compound for the Royal Saudi Army was in Dhahran, and it was a big compound, kind of like palm trees. It was a pretty place, and they had water there. They had palm trees and pools and plants, and it was an oasis. Yeah, you could tell when you were near a prince's house or a royalty's house in anywhere in Saudi Arabia, because they had plants like that. Nobody else did. It's a sight. Anyway, we went to that, and it was out in the open, outdoors, in a courtyard type arrangement. And it was kind of like a tent out in the desert. And they had these big water pipes, you know, they could smoke, and then they had a feast. Can't remember what all they had, but they had vegetables. The tomatoes seemed to be the most popular vegetable in Saudi Arabia. But chickpeas made into hummus and dishes like that. They had lots of dishes. And I was allowed to take my entire medical supply crew with us, all the enlisted people. Mm-hmm. So there must have been a dozen of us. And it was a cordial evening where, and they presented me with awards so I could give it to our commander and got to know everybody and talk to everybody. And the prince was supposed to be there. I don't think it would have been the crown prince, but it would have been one of the princes that was over of the National Guard. But he couldn't make it, so he sent his personal attaché to entertain us, and then there were several other people. One instance really stuck in my mind is most of them were educated in the United States, tell by their English and their education. And I think it was the attaché himself, the executive secretary to the... Anyway, I was showing him pictures of my children and my daughter, who was conceived in Vietnam and born in 1967, I can't remember how old she was in the picture. She was probably in her 20s, and she was blonde and blue-eyed, and he latched onto that picture and said, "Wow," because he went to the University of Minnesota where he graduated. I liked and never got that picture back from him. He wanted to keep that picture of my daughter. I don't know how I eventually got it back, but it bartered back and forth for it. That was interesting. But They were very cordial, and they can't make desserts in Saudi Arabia. They look like they're going to be overflowing with calories and sugar and flavor, but they have absolutely no taste. They taste like sawdust. I don't know what they use to make it. It must be beet sugar or whatever it is. Not sweet.
Close up with telling them how you were greeted from Vietnam to how you were greeted at home after Desert Storm.
Okay. So she can get on the bandwagon. Well, when I came back from Vietnam, I flew World Airways, another 707. I left from this time an air base that's just outside of Long Bend called Benoit. It wasn't a big Air Force base.
Get to the beach.
Hush. Landed in Philadelphia. It was a long trip. But in Philadelphia, when we landed there, we had to go to Fort Dix, New Jersey to be out-processed, and then back to Philadelphia to catch a commercial airline so I could go home on leave. There were lots of protesters outside of Fort Dix. And so when we left Philadelphia, we had to take off our uniforms and stow our duffel bags, make sure that we were in civilian clothes, because they, as we drove into Fort Dix, they had people with signs, and they were throwing things at the cars and calling you names. And I don't remember all what happened. All I do remember that there was demonstrations, anti-war demonstrations there, and they were very vocal, and they were afraid that if we were in uniform and we were not in the transportation, especially after we left Fort Dix, we were strictly forbidden to wear uniforms because they didn't want anybody in the area to know that we were military, although they could see your haircut and realize you're probably in the military. But they took extreme measures to make sure that you got into Fort Dix and out of Fort Dix and back to Philadelphia fully enclosed and protected. When I left Desert Storm, I was en route to Louisville because that's where I departed from, but port of entry in the United States was again Philadelphia, mm-hmm. oddly enough. Because I left in JFK in New York, so I figured to come back there, but we came back into Philadelphia. And I said, wow, isn't this a full circle? So when I got off the plane and went through customs, I was still in my uniform. They wanted you to wear your uniform this time because everybody was just, mm-hmm. you were heroes and everybody was. And I went through customs and I was by myself, and as I went down this long hallway, I come out of this big room and there's this all kinds of people there. And they just started cheering and started clapping their hands and throwing cookies and donuts and coffee and fruit at you and thank you. And what a difference.
A band greeted you in Louisville.
And a band greeted me in Louisville. And people on the airplane, I stopped in Philadelphia at Dayton, Ohio, and changed planes and there to Louisville. And people would come up to you and they'd
pat you on your back.
And my unit met me. But people would pat you on the back and say, wow, it's great.
Big difference.
It was a big difference. Big difference. I have my marching orders that she's next in line.
She wants to start.
I just did.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story and the information you're going to provide, pictures of that.
Okay.
And we'll stop this tape and start with you, Mike. Okay. Thank you.